Welcome to Time with Faba, Depression Out Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is June 24th, Monday, 2019, day 175. Today's topic, don't be afraid. Those who are with us are more than those who are with them. Silence. Put on your brakes and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God. Breathe deep for God's peace and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The Word Time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 138, verses 1 to 8, 2 Kings, chapter 6, verse 1 to chapter 7, verse 20, Acts, chapter 15, verses 36 to chapter 16, verse 15. Proverbs 17, verses 24 to 25. Today, we have two main passages. The first one, Psalm 138, verses 7 to 8. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, you preserve my life. You stretch out your hand against the anger of my foes. With your right hand, you save me. The Lord will vindicate me. Your love, Lord, endures forever. Do not abandon the works of your hands. The second passage is from 2 Kings chapter 6, verses 15 to 17. When the servant of the man of God got up and went out early the next morning, an army with horses and chariots had surrounded the city. Oh no, my Lord, what shall we do? The servant asked. Don't be afraid, the prophet answered. Those who are with us are more than those who are with them. And Elisha prayed, open his eyes, Lord, so that he may see. Then the Lord opened the servant's eyes, and he looked and saw the hills full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elisha. Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passages we have just read. Offer this time up to Jesus as you listen to Him. My listening, we are God's precious children. If we truly believe and have experienced what is said in today's Psalm and 2 Kings, then there won't be any difficulty or storm that we cannot get through. May the Lord open your eyes that you can see those horses and chariots of fire surrounding you. protecting you so that you won't live in fear anymore. Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, open my eyes that I can see those horses and chariots of fire surrounding me, protecting me, so that I won't live in fear anymore. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, what kind of inspiration and encouragement have you received from today's message, helping you not to live in fear anymore? Number two, what is your faith and action to ask the Lord to open your eyes so that you can see all those things prepared by the Lord for you, that you won't live in fear anymore? Family Corner, find an opportunity to share with your family. About how you experienced God's protection and power recently. May the Lord bless you.